All right.
I'm just intrigued by yesterday's conversation about the earth being populated by fallen angels mating with the daughters of men. Can you talk about that? Or
that's what the whole thing that we're going to study today is about. But let's just look at one thing that everybody's familiar with. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Most of the first books of Samuel, 1 Samuel, are about David. I wish they would have called it the Book of David instead of the Book of Samuel, but anyway. He was, in chapter 16, he was chosen as king. And then Saul, well, that's a long story. We won't go into that now. But anyway, starting 17, verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shochoh, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shochoh and Azeh, whatever that is, and Ephesdamin. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Now, a cubit is 18 inches. A royal cubit is 25 inches. And then it, it was talking about David, it would have been 25. It's talking about Goliath, it's 18. So how, if it's 4 cubits and a span, how so tall is he?
Over 9 feet.
Yeah, over 9 feet tall. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass put upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, Why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and you servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down. Anyway, long story short, Goliath was one of the last giants, and we'll study it more intensely. There's two different words for giant. One is the one that's used here, which is Nephel, or if it's double, it's Nephilim. And this is what Goliath was, a Nephel. And the other word is Rapha, or Raphaim. And so we could spend days on this because there's so many references. You start looking at just the references for giants and the and there's like 26 different verses that contain references to the giants. And somehow it says that when we get to the study, it somehow it says that these giants were the offspring of the sons of God mixing with the women, which is interesting on several levels, but somehow they were genetically able to have children from another being. And that's another big question. But I watched a program on the History Channel, and it was about this search for skeletons of giants, and they found them all over the world, that some as tall as 12 feet. And they're humanoid skeletons. And what the people in the thing that I saw on the History Channel, they said that these were aliens. And that's how the aliens were able to get in and teach, you know, all that crap. But I don't think they're aliens from the standpoint of coming from another planet. They're aliens they're half alien because they were born of the fallen angels with the sons of men, or daughters of men, I mean. So does that answer your question at all? And we're going to get into the details, but I just wanted to go to the last reference about, because everybody knows about Goliath. David and Goliath. It's to me, it's fascinating. It's.
I have a question. I thought that was wiped out at the flood.
Well, that's the whole other mystery. It is said that one of the offspring of Noah's sons was this one of these mixed breed.
The one that didn't cover him?
Hmm?
Yeah. Is it the one that didn't cover him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so that, and again, when it talks about it covered the whole earth, it's mainly meaning it's covered, the flood covered that known earth, and not what they didn't know anything about China or anything, that's all. But the known earth and the all the cultures in that region all talk about a great flood, including the Babylonian. And it's Gilgamesh, does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Gilgamesh epic, yeah.
Yeah, the Gilgamesh epic talks about giants and it talks about the flood, and it talks about one or more giants that were saved or saved themselves because of their stature. So there's one hand, all these nuts on the history. They have a whole series on the History Channel about alien, how aliens populated the earth and all that. And that just, I don't know why they don't just read the Bible and see it. But.
I have another question. Darwinism and those people that they found that the skeletons look like they could possibly be from apes. Do you think that that's very old, like Abraham, people that were like 300 years old?
Well, remember, before the flood, people lived to be 900 years old. In my opinion, all the different fossils they found of humanoids that weren't giants, it was all about the fallen angels that were, or the Lucifer's kingdom that was produce these. There's no, the thing that, about this Darwinism versus the Bible, it's it really upsets me because neither side of the argument, but as far as I know, shows that there has been any what we would call evidence what's the word?
Evolution.
Evolution. Yeah, of evolution for the last 6,000 years. I as far as I know, all the basis and evidences for evolution are prior to this last 5 or 6,000 years. And so when they find these creatures and humanoids, if you will, from the very ancient, as I said, I think these were the, many of them were the offspring of, or the beings themselves of the fallen of Lucifer's kingdom. There are two floods in the Bible, but people don't ever talk about it. But the one flood was the flood that we know, where the earth became null and void. But the scriptures say that God did not create the. I'm not doing well. He did not create the earth null and void. Tohu abohu. It was created, and then it fell, and that became what they call null and void. And that could have gone on for 15 billion years, that there was no life on the planet. Anyway, that's my explanation. But to look at the evidence of that, a flood before Noah, go to 2 Peter. Find stuff when I want. Yeah, let's go to chapter 3 of 2 Peter. Start in verse 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts or desires, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? And that a better translation of that is, where is the evidence of his presence? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. So the whole thing, in Noah's flood, everything didn't perish. There were still the seeds of the earth, still plants growing, still there had the people in the ark, so everything didn't perish. But in the first flood, everything perished, and that flood came because of Lucifer's rebellion. Now that's my read of it. Okay? Anybody else? Somebody kicked Gary in the butt. Let's just make this a very short Bible study. All right?
All right.
Take it big time.